Shielding the middle class from higher taxes was one of then-candidate Obama's most repeated refrains last year.
Let me be absolutely clear. If you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes go up.
But in separate appearances on U.S. television Sunday, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and top Obama economic advisor Larry Summers refused to rule out future tax increases, including some that might target the middle class. Summers said it is never a good idea to absolutely rule things out. A day later, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs spent more than half of a 45-minute press briefing denying any change in the administration's thinking on taxes.
Let me be precise. The president's clear commitment is not to raise taxes on those making less than $250,000 a year.
Again and again, Gibbs was asked whether a clear commitment constitutes an absolute presidential pledge not to raise taxes on middle-income earners.
The president made a commitment to the campaign. He's clear about that commitment, and he's going to keep it. I don't know how much more clear about the commitment I can be.
Throughout last year's presidential race, Republicans maintained that Barack Obama's ambitious agenda to restructure America's economy would require massive tax increases or incur unsustainable debt that would bankrupt the nation. Months after enacting an $800 billion stimulus package, Congress is now struggling to craft a health care reform bill that will not add to America's record federal budget deficit of more than $1 trillion. Press Secretary Gibbs said President Obama's first goal is to see the U.S. economy emerge from the deepest and longest recession of the post-World War II era. He reminded reporters that the Obama record to date is one of tax cuts.
Within the very first month of the president taking office, 95% of Americans received a tax cut. That's everybody in the middle class.
Recent public opinion polls show a dip in President Obama's approval ratings attributed to concerns about health care reform and the slow pace of economic recovery. But last week brought a flourish of upbeat economic news in housing, employment, and economic growth. That trend continued Monday, with an index showing the smallest contraction in U.S. manufacturing in 18 months. Based on July's performance, some economists say the August reading could show a modest expansion of America's battered manufacturing sector. Troubled U.S. automaker Ford reported its first sales increase in nearly 2 years last month. The sales boost came at the start of a U.S. government-funded billion-dollar program that subsidizes the trade-in of old fuel-guzzling vehicles for newer, more efficient ones. An estimated 250,000 Americans have used the program to buy new cars. The Obama administration is urging Congress to approve an additional $2 billion to keep the program running for an additional month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The White House.